three Michigan coaches honored as among the best in the country, and it seems like new school scoring marks are being set weekly. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The National Federation of State High School Associations named 23 National Coaches of the Year for the 2020-21 school year, and three of the 23 are from Michigan: Stephanie Kerska, Jean LeClaire, and Rob Zimmerman. Kerska is the girls' swimming and diving coach at Ann Arbor Pioneer. She's led the Pioneers to the last two Lower Peninsula Division I Finals Championships and to a runner-up finish the year before that. Kerska was also named the Michigan Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association Coach of the Year for Division I in 2020-21. LeClaire is the volleyball coach at Bronson. She ranks fourth all-time in wins in the state with 1,289 and has coached Bronson to five MHSAA Finals Championships. LeClaire is also the athletic director at Bronson and has received both the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Award and Alan W. Bush Award. And Zimmerman is the football coach at DeWitt. His Panthers won the Division III title to cap the 2020 season with a perfect 12-0 record. He was also the 2020 Detroit Free Press Dream Team Coach of the Year and State Coach of the Year by the Michigan High School Coaches Association and Detroit Lions. Congratulations to all three on well-deserved national honors. And to read more, please visit secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Onaway brothers Jager and Jaden Mix. Jager had 15 points and 12 rebounds. Jaden had 17 points and 10 steals as Onaway beat Mancelona 91-59. The win moved Onaway to 8-0 this season. Nagani's Alyssa Hill. She scored 18 in a 68-37 win over Ishpeming Westwood. Those 18 points move her over 1,000 career points for the Miners. And to Heartland Hockey's Ben Poulier. He scored the game-tying and game-winning goals in a 3-2 overtime win over Muskegon Mona Shores. The win gave Heartland the Westside Invitational Championship.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Before every individual or team wrestling event, each participant must be inspected by the referee or other authorized personnel. They're looking for any skin infections or evidence of communicable disease. A typical inspection will check a wrestler's mouth for braces, their fingernails, hairlines, underarms, back and shoulder area, behind the knees, and more. All inspections are done in the same manner for all wrestlers at a tournament site, both male and female wrestlers. Inspections generally should take place in an area not readily visible by the public because of modesty concerns by the wrestlers. No wrestler is allowed to compete until they've gone through and passed the inspection. Skin inspections are done with the goal of keeping all participants as safe as possible and preventing the spread of contagious skin conditions.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Earlier this year, Nevaeh Williams from Mount Clemens put up 60 points in a game against Pontiac Arts and Technology Academy. That tied her for the fourth most points in a single game in state history, and she went for 42 points the next game. On the boys' side, Tyler Jamison has been scoring at an incredible clip. The junior from Port Huron Northern had a school record 47 against Troy Athens, and then he topped that with 59 against Warren Cousineau.
Rebound Jamison, he runs by one man, trying to run by a second, goes in and slam dunks it. 52 for Jamison. Tyler Jamison scores 59 points tonight for Port Huron Northern, a new school record by a lot.
That was Dennis Stuckey from GetStuckOnSports.com with the call. Jamison's outburst has sparked a five-game winning streak for the Huskies, who are now 6-3 this year. Read more about his season at secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.